Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
knees. That's why these shorties love me. Fit no man on earth, fully alive above me. Cats got the world full with the moves they making. So ill to sell weed to Jamaica. Got your crib on my wrist, your whip on my neck. My game gets respect, your game is suspect. Flagrant foul, how you ball? I be the player of the year. All I hope to do is star. More shit, more hoes, more rocks. Very small floor. Yeah, Tillerman, not available in any store. I'm real attack, I'll go through cat. Whether in NYC or with my G's in Cali. Mommy see the cheese, mommy peace the freeze. We in the West Indies, mommy kill the breeze. Sip the Perrier, Zoom, Way, Rose. Party every day, look at a day. That's where we came.
Fresh off the block.
WHAC, that was called Fresh. WHAC Fresh right here at TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Got the presidential, the Republican Tea Party presidential debate right here in my backyard tonight. When I say backyard, I mean literally like 5 minutes away. I had an opportunity to check that out a little while ago, and they are talking cash trash. I'm talking that crazy-ass Michelle Bachmann. You got Ron Paul. Man, it's a whole lot of them right here. Check out CNN. It may be still on right now. I had to rush to get here. So it's the Tea Party Republican presidential debate going down right now. You're inside Money Monday. I'm your hip-hop informer. That dude, TM Hyman. Welcome to the show. It is Money Monday, but we're probably going to get real political tonight, an extension from last night's program, because guess what? It's time. We got to get serious, because, again, yo, these folks are talking crazy reckless. Why did Newt Gingrich say that we are in the midst of the Obama depression? Stop it, Newt. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, I believe. We have not heard her voice in quite some time, so got to put a smile on her face. Welcome back, CeeLo!
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, good morning, hi. How do you do?
We are good, we are good, we are good. Welcome back. You're going to hear a
Oh my goodness,
it's
gonna make me cry.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Please don't cry. Especially with that damn Michelle Bachmann in your state. Welcome, Toya, to the show.
Hey, now, what's happening, you guys? How you doing this evening?
Man, right. Yo, Michelle Bachmann really thinks she can run this country. She's serious about it.
She's very serious about it.
Yeah.
Extremely serious about it.
She says she will not rest until she repeals Obamacare and gets this country back on track.
That's crazy. But her approval rating went down dramatically. I mean, I don't know. Like, some people, they want to get their point across by any means necessary.
Any means necessary. I couldn't believe that Newt Gingrich actually said that this was, he made a statement and said something, yada, 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 get out of this Obama depression. I mean, are we really, really going to try to blame all of this on President Obama? I mean, come on, folks. They were on this panel talking about what's wrong, you know, and what's not right, and you can't do this, and, you know, that's not right, and this is not right. And I'm like, are you serious? A lot of your concepts are totally asinine, and you're sitting up here talking about something's not right.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is it's like they have an internal fight going on amongst that party, first off. That's the first thing they need to straighten out before they attack anybody or anything else. it's like the Republicans are fighting. It's the Tea Party, and then there's the traditional Republicans, and it's a constant, like, tug of war between the two. So it's like they just have, I think there's, what, 8 Republicans that were part of the debate this evening, and it's just like no one's really on the same page. I mean, well, I can't say they're on the same page about one thing. They just want Obama out of office. But other than that, it's like they all have different ideas. I mean, they go from health care to Social Security was a huge thing. And, you know, that for some reason seems like that's going to be a huge thing in these debates, you know, over the next year. But it's just really crazy to see how they're really not in sync within the party. It's like a constant struggle in the Republican Party.
It is absolutely a constant struggle. And my friends, tonight we are inside Money Monday, but I think our politics, our economy has everything to do with our money right now. 917-889-3926, jump on it. We want to hear your voice. We don't just want you to hear our voice. This is an interactive program. TMG, Rain. We'll be right back inside Money Monday. Come on, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Jump on it. We got CeeLo back.
Make it rain.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That's a Rain TMG. You're inside Money Monday, but tonight it's going to be a political Money Monday. In my backyard tonight, CNN has played host to the Tea Party / Republican debate, which is currently underway. Michelle Bachmann accuses Perry of helping a drug company through a vaccination order. Mitt Romney blamed Perry, for being dealt acres. Aces. You know, and at the end of the day, pretty much that was a shot against him, stating that, you know, he wasn't a good poker player. He kind of took a lot of risk with the state of Texas. At the end of the day, Governor Rick Perry, you know, came under heavy attack, really, from almost all of his top, rebels, challenging him on his presidential seat. You know, they think his social security, you know, his approach to it is unconstitutional, and they're pretty much accusing him of signing an executive order to require, you know, young girls, to do things that they didn't think was constitutional, although he felt like he was just trying to, you know, help to prevent a health crisis. They're all over the damn place. And then you got the godfather, or the former godfather of pizza, up there looking like an oddball. However, you know, when he was asked about when he was asked about our economy and what he would try to do to fix the economy, he actually responded with a sensible response. I can't think of his name. What's the godfather's name? I call him the godfather. What's his name? The pizza man.
I have no idea.
Is it Harvey?
Papa John?
Harvey's? No, not Papa John's. the godfather is the CEO, Herman Cain.
Oh.
Herman Cain. Okay, so let me make sure you all know all of the participants, right? There was, again, Rick Perry. There was Nick Romney. There's Michelle Bachmann. There is Ron Paul. There is Herman Cain. And I believe I've missed someone. I think you had Senator Rick Santorum. I'm not sure which state Senator Santorum's from. And I may be leaving out someone. Oh, yeah, I'm leaving out Newt Gingrich, who probably should have been left out. Folks, we got to get serious about this thing. Michelle Bachmann. She came out of nowhere, and now she is one of the most well-known politicians in this in the political land today right now. Is she doing Delaware some justice, in your opinion, Toya?
No, I didn't really hear much about her until, you know, maybe a few months ago when everyone started to make a big fuss about her. So I can't say that she is. I don't know. But like I said before, I'm one of those people who don't really keep up on top of things the way I should, as far as how we are benefiting from or not benefiting from, you know, what actions are being taken by those people in the government. So I don't know. We could be, but I have no idea.
That's fair. That is fair. President Obama still trying to push his jobs.
Yeah, the Republicans are opposing that very, very heavily because they said the last package that he came up with did not create jobs the way it should. So,
I mean, but the thing is,
that's what they're saying.
Who politically can guarantee jobs in the first place? Nobody can. The only way that they can create jobs, whoever wins, the only way they can create jobs is by putting more money into the economy, period, because companies need the money to hire new people. But at the same time, they need the people to buy their products so so they can have somebody to hire. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you first start out a company, you may start out with three or four people, but as you expand and your supply and demand increases, then you have to hire more people. But that means more people are spending more money. So it's like people have to have the money to spend to make it. So I don't think anyone can guarantee, you know, jobs. I think they can guarantee that, you know, there should be money pumped back into the into society. I mean, they make the money. They just probably have to increase their I just lost my whole train of thought. Oh, all right.
It's all right. You gather your thoughts, and we'll gather this song.
So hard to breathe, the air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living by, hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
I love you more than I love myself.
inside this Political Money Monday. Got the entire freaking presidential panel for this damn Tea Party Republican mess, and they out here talking cash trash. Before we go any further, it's 10:26 here in Tampa, Florida. Well, we got the entire CNN team. Wolf Blitzer, I didn't see Anderson Cooper anywhere. He might be out here. But first, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right. Bony Nachos, good evening, world. Welcome back. Cee-Lo, hey, Toya, Tarek.
Hey, Didi. Are you a traveling salesman? From this point. You always sound like you in the car.
I'm always on the move, baby. Money don't know no time. Makes me move at any time.
I know that's right.
Well, Toya, hit us with some of those facts you got over there. You got some pros and cons of some of these candidates tonight that's out here in Tampa with me.
Yeah, some pros, some cons.
Tell us a little bit about Herman Cain.
I guess you would say he's not one of the people that would be recognized by name so much. Most people are familiar with like Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, who else? Mitt Romney. There are eight people total. Other than him, who are the other seven? I can't think of everyone's name off the top of my head. Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann,
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry,
Newt Gingrich.
Mm-hmm.
Governor's, I think it's Santorum.
Rick Santorum, right. I think he was a former senator from PA, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yep.
He doesn't have a huge name either, not as big as the other, as the others. But there were eight popular. I think there's like 23 or 25 that were at the beginning of this month everyone was kind of focusing on. Herman Cain, he's the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. And I think CeeLo joked earlier and said it was Papa John. Herman Cain, the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. And I think he's originally from Memphis, Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. But his big pros would be, one, he's a motivating speaker, so he can really, like, get the crowd into what it is that he's speaking of. He has an inspiring life story, you know, doing everything for himself, being a businessman, and a political outsider. Now he's, you know, in the forefront in this whole Tea Party, Republican, GOP candidate spar, you know, over who's going to be the presidential candidate in 2012. So, so he has one of those stories that some people like us, if we were Republicans, could relate to. You know, he's not someone who grew up in politics, but hey, what can you say? Former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, now running to be president.
A pretty good story. I mean, only in America, you know, can something like that happen. And I think that's a great inspiration. You know, and again, I mean, unfortunately, you know, he's a Republican, but, you know, an African American man, again, you know, at the platform, trying to make it happen, it just goes to show that, you know, if you press your way, anything's possible here in the good old U.S. of A.
But you know what? Some of his, even though he's a motivational speaker, he can kind of get the crowd going. He also has like a weakness in that area with speaking to people because he's kind of weak on policy questions and positions. So he really, you know, sometimes his wording and how he responds to the questions sounds a little off. You know what I mean? He's unable to kind of translate his outsider status to the whole grassroots support type thing. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't think he's going to be one of the top people. Like I said, it's pretty much Romney, Bachmann, Perry, Newt Gingrich. So, you know, there are some names that are out there. Michelle Bachmann, she was really, really out there, but Perry kind of took away some of her thunder in the past couple of months since he stepped on the scene. So, you know, I don't think
another
that.
Name. But you don't think that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I don't think he's going to make it for the long haul.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that, again, he's going to be overshadowed. Even Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a name that we heard in the last campaign. I didn't know a lot about Ron Paul then. I still do not know a lot about Ron Paul now. I do believe Ron Paul is a doctor. Can you confirm that?
That I don't know about. He's a congressman from Texas. He's probably one of the older candidates. I believe he's like 75 or 76. But
yeah,
he is, yeah, he's a congressman from Texas, what I do know. I don't know anything about him being a doctor, so I can't confirm that. I mean, I can definitely check on it and get an answer for you. But he has like a committed core of supporters, so they'll, you know,
yeah, he does just about anything
for him, you know. So he has a great ability to raise a whole lot of money online from those people who are kind of attracted to his whole philosophy. So, you know, he does have a lot of supporters. So, I mean, we'll see some of his cons, his positions on Iraq and Afghanistan, and legalizing drugs kind of puts him at odds with the majority of the GOP. You know, anytime you start talking about legalizing drugs and things of that sort, that kind of turns people off. So,
hey, but listen, though, listen, it turns the masses off. But I believe that one point is really what's driving a lot of his base.
Mm-hmm.
It's the legalization of drugs that's driving his base, because, believe it or not, Ron Paul has a lot of younger people who are supporting him. And I think those are the folks who are for the legalization of marijuana specifically.
Right. So, I mean, we'll see. And then you have, like, Newt Gingrich. He's the former Speaker of the House, of the U.S. House. His whole thing is he came out of the door just saying he believes he can turn America around. He can return it to the whole hope and opportunity of full employment, real security, the American Energy Program. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing we see with every election, but that's his big thing. And, of course, he has a name because he is someone who's had a name before, the former Speaker of the U.S. House. So, you know, he is well known. His name ID is probably one of his biggest pros, you know. And he has goodwill among the party base. So, I mean, we'll see. He's somebody they call like a big thinker, has intellectual heavyweight, but, you know, we'll see.
Newt. We'll be back with more pros and cons of some of these candidates. Who are, again, that they are duking it out. It's definitely a sparring match going on for the nomination for president on the Tea Party Republican side. More after this coming up. We got Toya with finance inside a Political Money Monday. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
paper every time. There's no director on the set to tell us how to make things right. Girl, we gotta work it out. I'm willing to try if you're willing to try.
Radio Live, and that was Life, yes, by the Craig Lewis Band. And up now, we have our lovely finance lady coming from Newark, Delaware. Toya, bring it to him, baby.
Good evening, all. Tonight's going to be a short little spiel on four money-saving sites that you probably haven't heard of. Of course, we're all looking for ways to save money, whether it's $5, $500, 50 cents, just on your spare change in a can or jar. Regardless of how you save, everyone wants to save money somehow. And sometimes it's not as easy as we'd like it to be. But there are some websites that are set up out there for even the most, you know, the smaller things that you may not think about. One site would be SmartyPig, smartypig.com. So if you just want to save up some extra cash, then this is a site that will help you. How it works is you think of this site as just like a piggy bank online. So if you're planning a trip with your girlfriends or you're just looking to buy a pair of really expensive shoes, then SmartyPig will just help you save the money for the specific purchase. It is completely free to use, and it even offers some cash back on some of your savings. So, again, just to save up some extra cash, you can log on to SmartyPig.com, and that can help you. Also, another site you may want to look at, if you're anything like me, I'm one of those traditional readers. I still like to have books in my hand. But this site is actually really good if you're, you know, like I said, if you just like to be traditional and have a book in your hand. It's called Paperback Swap. So if you just want to revamp your book collection, you don't want to spend a lot of money, then this site would be good for you. How it works is instead of buying new books, you use Paperback Swap to trade books with other bookworms, and then you just discover the other books that you may need and want to read. So other than paying for the cost of shipping when sending out a book, then Paperback Swap is free.
Each book costs one book credit, and each audio book costs two book credits. So for every book you ship out, you receive a credit. So that's how that works. Instead of spending a whole lot of money on, you know, a book that you'll read, and then you probably sit on the shelf for it to collect dust, and you don't share it with anyone, but you just want to have it in your library to show people that you're smart and you read and you collect books. But if you actually do want to read and you don't want to spend a lot of money, you may want to take a look at paperbackswap.com. Another site that would be really good for people who like to go out to eat, I know, Terrence, you're a person who likes to eat out a lot, although you know you should be saving money and not eating out as much. This particular site is savored.com, and it's pretty much for you to save money when you go out to eat. And how this one works is you find a restaurant you want to go to, and you reserve a table for $10 through the Savored website, but you get a 30% discount added to your bill. So if your savings don't exceed the $10, then Savored will refund you your $10. So either way, you're going to save money, whether it's up to 30% or if you get your $10 back, you're still going to get some type of money back. And if you don't save money, then at least you get your $10 for the reservation fee back. So that's a good site for people to look at, especially if you're someone who likes to go out and eat a lot. And again, that's savored.com. And then lastly, the last site is Worth Monkey. And this is good for people who actually want to sell something. I know we're all used to eBay, but this works a little different. It's called Worth Monkey, and the site is worthmonkey.com. And how this one works is if you need to sell something but you're not sure how much you can expect to get for it, then Worth Monkey will actually figure it out for you. It actually goes out and searches the web for possible prices, and then it will give you the average, low, middle, and high asking and selling price of the product. So, you know, all of us have something on hand that we want to get rid of. We usually try to sell it to a friend, a coworker, a family member, and, of course, they never want to pay what the product is actually worth. So if you just go on worthmonkey.com, it actually tells you what the product is worth so that you're not, you know, kicking yourself after you sell it for something that it is not worth. So, you know, just keep those in mind. Again, they're smartypig.com to save money, paperbackswap.com to revamp your book collection, Savored.com for those people who like to go out to eat a lot. It can save you up to 30% off your bill. And WorthMonkey.com for those people who like to sell items, but you're not quite sure what your product is worth or what the item is worth. You can always find out that way. So just four sites, again, that can help save you money in the long run.
Thank you, Toya.
Can't change what I are. I love to drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real.
Tell
ride, baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay, baby, I was born to glide, baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Money Monday. Prior to our finance segment, we were talking about the presidential candidates of the Tea Party Republican movement and the pros and the cons of many of these candidates. But I want to just kind of bring the finance piece into the program tonight, coming out of our finance segment. And we're just kind of trying to talk from a broad perspective since we are discussing the presidential debate that's going on right here in Tampa, Florida tonight at the Florida Fairgrounds. You have Wolf Blitzer hosting a CNN presidential debate. And so I ask you, you know, how well are you handling your money today? Only 32% of Americans will be able to cover a $5,000 emergency with cash without going into debt, you know, at the end of the day. And that was, you know, from a Gallup, you know, bankrate.com survey. Again, only 32% of Americans right now would be able to cover a $5,000 emergency with cash without going into debt. Guess what? I am not a part of that 32%. You know, it would be a problem for me right now if, you know, my transmission blew out in my car and I had to get, you know, four new tires and I had to replace my water pump and my alternator all at the same time. It would be a problem for me. I would go into debt trying to make that happen. And I don't know about you, but for me, it would be a problem. Therefore, I am trying to manage my money a lot better. I'm trying not to go out to restaurants as much. As I used to, you know, I just can't really afford it anymore. And the reality is, I don't know if you've paid attention to the price of food, but if you look at the price of food 10 years ago compared to the price of food today, it has doubled. It has doubled, and if it hasn't doubled by 50%, it's increased at least 30% in with some products. Almost 50% if you really look at it. Inflation is up. And folks, I hate to drop a bomb on you, but this economic crisis is going to get worse before it gets better. The state of our economy, please don't be confused. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Approximately 76 million American adults have no non-retirement savings at all. Again, approximately 76 million American adults have no non-retirement savings at all. And the average American household has about $91,000 in total debt. Tonight we're talking about beating debt and building wealth. As we discuss, again, the Tea Party Republican presidential debate going on right here in Tampa, Florida tonight. I'm your dude, T.M. Hyman. You are hanging out with CeeLo, Toya, and Steedy, who's experiencing some technical difficulties. But she is here with us. Sorry about that, Domea. You're online now, though.
Yes.
You all right out there in Chesapeake? Are you surviving in Chesapeake tonight?
I am. Temporarily, don't know how long, but I'm here.
Okay. Again, thanks for rocking, everybody. Toya, we want to pick back up with those pros and cons of some of those candidates.
Sure. Who you want to talk about?
talk about your congressional representative.
As far as the candidates are concerned.
Talk about your congressional representative, Ms. Bachman.
She's not my congressional representative.
Okay. Oh, okay. She's not in your district.
No, she's from Minnesota.
You know what I thought, Bachman? I thought Bachman was from Delaware.
No, she's from Minnesota.
Oh, okay, you know what? Didn't you have a female representative?
Yeah, that
point?
Was in the last, the big election from, like, the Senate office and all of that. No, that is not Bachman. Bachman's a congresswoman from Minnesota.
Okay, wasn't your representative a Tea Party member too?
Yes, very heavy.
Okay. I got her confused with Bachman. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us about Ms. Bachman and her pros and cons.
Well, Bachman, like I said, she's a representative from Minnesota. I would say her pros right now, her biggest pro is she has a really, really, really strong support from the Tea Party activists. You know, the same type of people that were really behind Sarah Palin. These are the same type of people that are behind Michelle Bachman. They are very, very strong supporters. And, you know, Minnesota kind of gives the Minnesota base kind of gives her a great access and credibility in Iowa. She has proven ability to raise money. So, you know, the fact that she has that strong following really, really helps her a lot. But I think the one thing that can be her downfall would be whether or not she can broaden her appeal beyond that whole Tea Party, that slice of the Tea Party that is really, really following her. You know, outside of that, what is she known for? What can she do? You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, because we don't know too much about her outside of the Tea Party. And I'm not even sure she's trying to, you know, I think she's proud of that. I think she's content with that.
Yeah, I think she is as well. But I don't know how far to get her. I mean, it didn't take long for her name to kind of drop in the polls when Perry stepped on the scene. You know what I mean? So I don't know how much that will do for her.
Right. No, I agree. Who else?
Rick Perry, of course, the governor of Texas. And, I mean, I believe everyone... I think everyone on the stage, everyone on the panel tonight has been kind of coming at Rick Perry's neck. They've just been going at him hard all night. But, yeah, he's probably the front runner or one of the front runners in the whole race, but he's the governor of Texas. His whole thing that he's kind of standing on right now is his whole job growth in Texas and the whole economic story. I'm in Texas, and how well Texas is doing since he came into office, and how he brought about over 1 million jobs, and you know, so that's his big thing right now, is the job growth and the economic state of Texas right now. He does have that whole Tea Party appeal, credentials, but you know, okay, say he can raise a lot of money. He has a strong donor base, as well, but you know.
Wow.
Some people are a little turned off, you know, by his style of campaigning, I guess you would say. So I guess that's one of his cons as well. But
it's an interesting thing, my friends. You know, people like Mitt Romney and, again, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachman, Herman Cain. You know, if you don't know about these people, you better look them up. You better pay attention, because one of them could potentially be your next president if we don't get up, get out, and do something. We got to rock the vote. Here's Chester Gregory, If You Only.
Mm-hmm. past too far, then I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right? Instead of acting like a fool, you should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we are supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Slow down, pull over to the side, write my phone number down. I be busy doing other things. I got a nice crib, but I need a house with a couple wings. On the balcony, blowing trees, you and me. I might pull over just to get your phone number. I'm a bone jumper, I'm a dome addict. I gotta have it by now, it should be automatic. Ask my man if he remembers them bras. They was French, talking about some type of menage. But come on, time by my dime, je m'appelle J. Voulez-vous coucher with C4A? Never mind, man, them bras is faking. Hit me up the next day, I might call me later. Yeah.
I've learned that the people out in Texas are strange people.
And when I say strange people, they do it big. They do it their way. It's unlike anything else that's done in the country. Everything in Texas is done different. So that's strange to me because I'm not used to the Texas way, of course. You know, I don't wear cowboy boots. I don't wear a cowboy hat. I'm just not used to the Texas culture. So those listening in El Paso and in Houston and Dallas and in Austin, hey, we love you. You know, I just can't relate to how y'all do it out there. But I love you. Yeehaw! 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. CeeLo, what's cracking in Charlotte?
Okay, cutting hair, and we're not doing anything political in Charlotte until next year. We're going to have the Democratic convention here, which, you know, Mr. Cooper is really excited about that. He's ready. I think he's already gotten his room to come down here. And the city of Charlotte, yeah, the city of Charlotte is definitely ready for, because that's, you know, that's money. I think any city that, didn't the Tea Party pay for this, though, for the Republicans?
Yeah, this was the Tea Party's movement. That's why the Tea Party name was the front runner, was the headliner, excuse me, not front, was the headliner of
right.
the event tonight.
What's funny is a lot of people are looking at it like, oh, you know, that's a nice, you know, outreach. But then you got to look at it, that was like the dopest thing they could have ever done, because they're paying for it. So now the representatives had to ask the questions that were presented to them. And the Tea Party is not a Republican party, even though people try to wrap them up with the Republicans. They're almost
they're separate. They're separate. No, they are separate, but they're very aligned. Very separate, but very aligned. As we progress in this conversation, my friends, I want to talk a little bit more about the Tea Party. And I see that someone just entered the conversation. We're going to take a break, come back through Entertainment National News, and then we're going to bring to the podium Cooper, who's going to drop that Coopology on us out of Washington, D.C. tonight. Our nation's capital, where really, you know, that's where it's going down. That's really where it's going down. We're going to talk about the Tea Party. We're going to continue our conversation with beating debt and building wealth. In the midst of, again, you know, approximately 76 million Americans who have no non-retirement savings, and, you know, 32% of Americans who are unable to cover a $5,000 emergency with cash without going into debt, you know, we got to do things differently. And we got to look at the people we're putting in office who's spending our money, because we're already busted as a government. Our neighborhoods and our schools are busted. You know, I mean, we got to put some real leaders in place that's going to help to bring a turnaround about. You know, only God can do a real turnaround. But, hey, in the meantime, we got to put some of these people and use them as vessels to help us with this damn turnaround. We need a turnaround in our government, and we need a turnaround, like, right now. Here's Circles, because we're looking for a turnaround. KG, Steve Harmon Radio Live. We'll be right back. Money Monday.
I can't stop these tears from falling.
Forget you, I keep reminding myself. Sometimes I think about falling, try to rekindle a fail. I save your voice in my phone, play like I'm checking my mail. I hope you happy wherever, if you got somebody young. Hope it treats you better than I ever could, but you knew how I felt. I wouldn't know what to tell you, I wouldn't know what to say if I was given the blessing to run into you today. But I pray, I give my love back, pray we keep in contact, pray you hear this song and you can run it like the confidence to say this. I hope you hear this song and you replay it. Somebody
you know what I feel about. I tried to walk it out, but every road leads back to you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles. I got a drop top bed, a house on a hill, but I will give it up for you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles.
I don't want to be alone, but I don't want nobody to choose. Call me a sex. Mariah's never been in my shoes, I understand. Can't judge me till you've been in my mood. Would be a man, it still would be if you didn't move on. You left me, I took it like a man through my cool off. But deep, deep down, too wrong, a too torn. Stepping into the pressure, took it like a lesson. Left to never fall in love. Girl, I'm confessing if I was blessed with the chance to ever see you again. I wouldn't know what to say, wouldn't know where to begin. I should go pop me a web. To say all my words on and make me a video and go post it on WorldStar. We'll be feeling the same. No something strange when we apart. Back in the days, we was tight as a leotard. Yeah, since I ain't had the confidence to say this, I hope you hear the song and you will play it. I'm glad you
had a man ain't supposed to cry, but I can't stop the tears from coming down my eyes.
You're all I think about. I tried to walk it out, but every road leads back to you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles. I got a drop top bed, a house on a hill, but I will give it up for you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in
Hyman Radio Live, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's CeeLo.
Oh, okay.
C-Lo.
Guess what? I'm on mute, and let's start over.
Good morning, time.
Good afternoon in the morning time. It's CeeLo. I haven't heard from you guys in so long, or you haven't heard from me. Love me. I love you guys. Okay, so just a quick rundown of what's been going on. Over this weekend, Serena, everybody, you know, looked at her as a sure-in, but her mouth got her in trouble again. And I don't even think it was that bad, but, you know, the video of her speaking to the, the referee, you know, she told her she was, you know, very unattractive inside. And I agreed with Serena, but, you know, Serena, you got to stop doing that. It threw her whole concentration off, so she lost anyway, plus lost points for running her mouth. So that's what that is. Okay, let me ask you guys this. Have you guys heard of the lady who's giving her child coffee to help them focus? There is a woman who has not had her child diagnosed, has not taken the child to the doctor to find out that he has ADHD, well, ADD rather, but she self-diagnosed the child and started giving him coffee instead of his get him checked out and give him medication. So she's saying that him drinking coffee makes him focus. He does everything they ask him to do. And I'm like, well, if he's getting wired off of the coffee, don't you think he's doing that out of his own enjoyment? I don't know. Y'all be the judges of that. But I wouldn't suggest giving your kid coffee. Now, in other news, you guys see how Casey Anthony, she's supposed to be doing a first time interview. I guess it's not going to be a tell all because I think she'd probably still go to jail if, you know, she ever let anybody know anything about killing that kid, because, you know, there's still speculation going around about the family's involvement in the child's death.
I think double jeopardy prevents it.
Right. But the thing is that the state or whatever can always pick up cases. Keep that in mind, because she may not be able to be charged for the death of the child, which I don't even think they were trying to keep her locked up if they could find some kind of circumstantial evidence. They couldn't even lock that down. But, you know, I guess in the case of maybe civil court or what have you, you know, maybe the state could take it. I don't know. I don't know the rules of where she's at. So, I won't go any further and end up misspeaking on that. Speaking of kids, did you guys hear there was a young boy who was kidnapped. He's 3 years old. They had been looking for him for like about 4 days. His parents had put him to bed, you know, the night before. When they woke up, he wasn't there. Well, luckily, 3 o'clock this morning, whoever kidnapped him dropped him off at the doorstep, unharmed. And they said, you know, that he was cool. And the parents are very happy about it. But, like, I honestly have never heard of that. Never in my entire life where a child was kidnapped and brought back. And there was, like, no ransom paid or any of that. The child just was dropped off. And the guy who they suspect of kidnapping him lived right around the corner. So, but they're looking for him, though. They haven't found him yet. They never gave the details. Authorities have yet to give the detail as to what made that man a suspect in the first place. But
where did this take place?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. But
where did this take place?
Don't start me lying. I'm so sick. I think it was overseas.
Please don't lie to us.
Yes, I try not to. Not at all, by no means. And but I think it was overseas, because the man that his father that was speaking had a very strong accent. But I will clarify for you guys. I'm going off of memory, and yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Okay, well, look, last but not least, I wanted to share this with you guys. Since Big Sean has become, you know, this superstar overnight, right? And his album, you know, was titled Finally Famous. Well, he is now kicking off his world tour, and it'll be called I Am Finally Famous. And it'll be an 8-week tour beginning October 2nd at the Orange Peel in Asheville, North Carolina. And he'll be ending that tour on November 25th of 2011. Seems kind of short, but, you know, hey, it's his first tour, major tour, you know, where he's headlining. So this is a good thing, you know.
No doubt.
Oh, you know what? Oh, this is the last but not least. Yeah, okay, for real, this is the last. Dwele and Slum Village, they're going to be in California in November, November 4th to be exact. They're looking for openers for their show at the Key Club, November 4th. So if you're on the West Coast or can travel to the West Coast, November 4th, check it out. Google it. Dwele and Slum Village are looking for openers for their November 4th show. And that's all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news for Monday. Dun, dun, dun.
Whatever you do, do it well. You are inside Money Monday. We are talking politics tonight. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. Again, this platform is not just about conversation that we have, but we want to include you in the conversation. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. It's Money Monday, and again, the focus is to beat debt while we build wealth. We'll talk about balance, the family, creditors, and financial priorities. Right after this, his LB, like that, TM Holler Radio Live.
You know what it is.
I just want to bring it. I just want to know.
You feel real good, too.
Go ahead and bring it. I just want to bring it.
I think they like it like that. If you feel it, make it clap like that.
Touching on building wealth and beating debt, really dropping jewels
sharing information that's coming directly out of Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University course. If you have not been taking advantage of the information, please go back and listen to the podcast, because we're about to wind down the series. You know, the reality is, again, you know, I dropped some, you know, facts earlier. 32% of Americans would be, you know, in trouble, you know, if they had a debt, you know, that was $5,000 or more. You know, if an issue just fell in their lap out of the sky, you know, most people, you know, statistics say at least 32% can't even pay a debt with cash without going, you know, can't even pay a bill with cash without going into debt. You know, 76 million Americans have no real savings outside of, you know, traditional retirement, and that's just, you know, your job. But understand this, your retirement plan, even when your job's not guaranteed, because that money's being, you know, invested sometimes poorly, and it's being lost. Right. You know, the average American household, $91,000 in debt. You know, what do we have to focus on? We have to focus on balance. Balance is crucial to success overall. You know, we typically want to paper chase. Don't only focus on money, but be sure to focus on your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health. You know, keep those high priorities in your life. You know, exercise regularly. Pray. You know, make sure that prayer is a part of what you do. You know, quiet meditation, reading. You know, have fun. You know, all of those are great stress relievers, but you have to apply those things and focus on those things just as much as you focus on money. Money can be evil if channeled improperly. It takes money to live, but it also, you know, takes good health, and it takes a good mental, you know, capacity, and it takes a good spiritual foundation. All of those things are relevant. You know, plus you got to make sure you have a solid network of friends to support you in the midst of what could be difficult times. You know, if you don't have a solid network of friends, you could be in trouble. And even if you don't have a network of friends, at least have one or two friends that you truly call friends that you can lean on. That encompasses what balance really is. Would you all disagree?
No, can I borrow $50 from each one of y'all?
That's what friends do.
Okay.
That's what friends do.
And then why do you
say
that?
Does that make sense? Would you all disagree with that term for balance?
No, of course not. Because the thing is that a lot of people, you know, are solid in I do it on my own, I do it by myself and so forth. But the reality of it is no one is able to do it by themselves. Because even if you by yourself make the steps forward to better your situation or whatever, you still have to talk to somebody else, period, whether you're friends with them or not. You still need someone else to make your dream happen. You still need someone else to go to even ask for, you know, small business loan. There's a whole department of people. You know what I'm saying? It's like you still need other people. You need to also, if you don't have a solid base of people to, you know, lean on, then go find some. That means you're not out enough. That means that you are not networking. Take advantage of some networking events. If you're shy, just go to one and sit there and watch how the other people network. And then
I don't mean to cut you off. I mean, your solid base could be your spouse.
What if you don't have one?
Well, then you need to get out and do something. Then you really, you know, you really don't get out enough.
I'm just saying, for those people
that really don't get out, you know, your significant other, you know, could be, you know, a part of that network for you. You know, if you're married.
I need one. Go ahead. Send, if you want to get married, send an email to tmhymanradio@live@gmail.com. I'm taking applications. solid base.
Hey, great segue into family, which is also an important element of just, you know, making sure you stay successful.
And I'm serious, by the way.
If you're married, it is absolutely critical that you and your spouse be on the same page when it comes to money.
This
cannot be overstated in any which way possible. You know, again, you know, if you are married, it is crucial that you and your spouse are on the same page when it comes to money. Couples must be in agreement on spending, saving, you know, debt reduction and long-term planning, or plan to fail, point blank, period. Toya, can you give me an amen to that, Mrs. Cooper?
I can give you an amen to that, and it's crazy because most divorces end because of the financial strife in the household. So,
and these women need to stop marrying men for their money. That's what that needs to happen. Let's start with that.
And the crazy thing is not always just because people are marrying people because of their money. It's what they do with the money once they marry.
People
aren't on the same playing field. You know, one's playing one game with the money and the other one's doing something else with the money, and nobody really knows. Or you'll find that in the couple, there's one person who knows all about the bills, what needs to be paid, when, how much, what doesn't need to be paid on what day, and then the other person is clueless. They have no clue as to how the household runs as far as bills are concerned. They have no idea. So they're just always wondering, well, where's the money going, what's going on with the money? Well, if you sat down and paid attention to what was going on with your funds, you would know.
And you would think so, but that's why I said they need, people will, I'm like, you know, excuse me, let me take that back. Let me stop saying women, because men do it too. People need to stop marrying people for money, because the thing will happen is they marry the person for the money. The person doesn't give them the money that they think they were going to get. And they, you know, giving them $20 here, $50 here, or by just buying them things. And then they stay married to this person for 20-plus years. And then when a divorce comes, they don't know how to write bills. They don't know how to take care of themselves because this other person was the breadwinner, and they never took the time. So try to understand about the bill.
Don't only focus on money. I mean, financial stress is constantly, as Toya said, one of the leading causes of marital problems in North America. You know, point blank period. You've got to protect your relationship. You know, do not let money fights destroy your marriage, my friends. You know, spend quality time alone with your spouse. Not talking about anything, you know, just enjoying your spouse, just loving on your spouse, you know. You know, if you do not already have a date night, create one, start one immediately, you know, bottom line, you know, allow your children to participate in the family's financial turnabout. If you right now are trying to do a turnabout in your house financially, you know, you're trying to do some things differently, you and your spouse, you can't do it by yourself when you got those greedy, ignorant kids that don't understand that money don't grow on trees. You know, start taking your kids to the flea market and let them see something different other than a Foot Locker and a Champions and $100 pair of shoes and a $50 pair of shoes. You know, I mean, when you're trying to do a turnabout, guess what? You got to do a full turnabout and make sure you got full participation in your house. Lead by example. You know, stressing the importance of avoiding debt for the rest of your life. Help your kids understand that right now and see that turnabout come about faster. WHACTM Hyman Radio Live. You are inside Money Monday. Thanks for rocking with us. You got a comment, feedback, shout out, hit us up 917-889-3926. You got 20 minutes left in this program here. We're talking about beating debt, building wealth, as well as the Tea Party Republican presidential debate that was held here tonight in Tampa, Florida. We'll keep that conversation going here momentarily. We just talked about balance and how balance is extremely important in the turnabout of your financial success and helping to beat debt. You know, don't just focus on the money piece. Also focus on your physical, your mental, your spiritual health, making those the priorities really in your life. Exercise, prayer, you know, quiet meditation, reading, and fun. You know, that helps to create balance in your life. You know, your family is priority. If you're married, you know, don't always talk about money, but don't ever make a money decision without talking to your spouse first. That's just respectful. It's common courtesy, and it keeps order. You know, spend quality time, create a date night. You know, lead by example in your household and keep your kids involved, you know, in your goals in setting. Make sure you draw the line and your kids know you've drawn the line. We don't ever want to be in debt. That's what you want to communicate, is we want to live like nobody lives today so we can live like nobody lived tomorrow, which brings us into the creditor piece and the financial priority piece to this conversation tonight as we wind this thing down. If you're really trying to beat debt, you know, regardless of what type of situation you're in right now, you could be standing in the midst of a financial nightmare. And if you're currently dealing with collections pressure, with calling your house threatening and your phone ringing, you know, your ringer's on off mode because they're calling your house so much. You know, it's a game for you right now. When you call, when they call you, you pick up the phone and you ask them, you give them a full name, you know, because you already know who it is calling you. You know, hey, hold tight. Hold tight. Nothing lasts always. You feel me? This is a temporary situation. And guess what? You're going to come out victorious. But in the meantime, do not allow anyone else to set your family's financial priorities. Again, you're drawing a line in the sand. You know, anybody above the line gets paid. People below the line, guess what? If it doesn't deal with your four walls, your food, your clothing, your shelter, and your transportation, guess what? They below the line. They don't get paid until you get yourself back to a stable position. It's your responsibility to take care of the necessities first for your family. It's your responsibility. The well-being of your family comes first, no matter who or what else is clamoring for your money. You know, we're talking about creditors and financial priorities, balance and family. Those are the priorities. You know, those are the priorities. Now ask yourself, are the people who are running for office, are they making those their priorities for you? What are their priorities? You know what your priorities must be in order to get that about in your life. So these people who are now clamoring for your vote and clamoring for your money, they want donations for you this presidential season for these campaigns, you know? Well, what do you know about them? What do you know about them? And guess what? Don't say that it's not important, because guess what? You never know who's going to come out on top in the election. And I'll tell you this, don't just as a Democrat, I'm a Democrat, I love Democrats, but I was very disappointed these last few elections outside of Mr. Obama, you know, that we didn't have too many candidates to really choose from. That's not good. We should have options, but guess what? We have to set the standard for the options that are before us. Come on, my friends. Come on, my friends. You know, again, let me just tell you what you have to do in order to really start that turnabout in your financial situation. And I'm telling you what I'm currently doing myself. You know, it's what we call baby steps. You know, you first of all have to really get a real understanding and a clear view of where you are. But you got to take baby steps. This is not going to be something that's like, it's not like a get-rich-quick scheme. You got to be willing to do it day over day and see the progress. But take advantage of resources that are available to you. If you have not taken, I encourage you to take the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace course, first and foremost. A lot of resources, lifetime membership. That's all I'm going to say there, because I don't get paid to promote Dave Ramsey. I just think it's a damn good program. So I've been sharing it with you, point blank, period. Budgets. Learn how to budget monthly, your in, your out. Stop spending a bunch of unnecessary money. You don't have it anyway. You just front like you have it. You don't really have it, because if you had it, you wouldn't be in debt. Ping! Did a light bulb go off? It should have.
Yeah.
Accountability. Accountability. You got to be accountable for what you're doing, my friends, okay? Because everything is cause and effect. Everything is cause and effect. You will reap the effect of every decision that you make, whether you see it or not. You will reap the effect of it. It's called a consequence. Be accountable for that. Know your financial situation in and out. You know your liabilities. Know what can be liquidated. Know the worth, the value, your assets. All of those things are important. Before we wrap up this series, we'll do a real good recap for you to go back over those mutual funds. We talked a lot, about a lot of different things that we'll recap for you, and we'll give you some real good resources. That is going to almost bring our financial conversation to an end tonight, Inside Money Monday, but we'll keep the political Money Monday conversation going nevertheless.
I want to add something.
Hit us up. Yes, ma'am.
I want to add, it's about the financial portion. There's a scam. I just want to make everyone aware that there is a scam that is on the rise at this point, where people are using, like, your prior debt. Like, say you had an account with a furniture company 5 years ago, but you've already paid it off. But then you start receiving phone calls from, like, you're saying they're from a collections agency trying to get you to pay off this balance, which, you know, a lot of people will forget, you know, that they've paid something off or what have you. But the people will keep calling back until you actually try to give them your credit card information and so forth, and then they steal your identity, and then you lose your money. So I just want people to be informed and aware that there are people, the scammers are coming from all kinds of angles at this point. They're even using things that we have paid off in the past as a catalyst to get rich. So, be careful. Never give your information out over the phone. If you receive phone calls, and even if you're, you know, a scary person and think they're going to take everything you have, they are not going to do it. Ask them for their information, then call them back. Never give your Social Security number out. Never give your credit card number information out unless you are secure with whom you are speaking with. Never, never, never. Don't. Yes.
Great information. It's 1147, 1148, actually.
Don't wanna be a player.
Don't wanna be a player no more. I think I found someone who could live my life for. Don't.
7 or 8 minutes left. 11:53 here on the East Coast. Talking about a little bit of everything. Politics. The Tea Party Express. CNN hosted the Republican debate with the top 8 candidates. And I think if you've missed it, they're actually replaying it now on CNN. And if I'm not mistaken, you can log on to CNN.com. I believe they're going to actually have the entire debate from beginning to end. You can access that through CNN website. So, yeah, learn a little bit about what's going on in politics. We also had entertainment news. And CeeLo, I actually wanted to comment on the story that you brought us about the lady who was giving her child coffee.
Yeah,
I know it sounds strange, but I don't think anyone has ever mentioned it before. I know a long time ago I was taking a class. It may have been an A&P class, and we were actually talking about kids with ADD. And a couple of studies that were done on kids with ADD, trying to keep them off of drugs and off of Ritalin, was that they were giving the kids caffeine to help calm them down. As weird as that sounds, it has an adverse effect on kids that had ADD.
Because his brain is already in overload.
Right.
So,
yeah,
like
so
a positive in a pot. Right. Okay.
Instead of giving them a bunch of energy and then running around looking foolish like we do when we drink a bunch of caffeine, it calms them down. Their nerves are calm and they can actually function normal. So, not that we're giving any advice to anyone out there listening, but it's just a study that I read in school. So.
Well, no, that was beautiful though, because I'm telling you where I got it from. It was I saw it on the news.
on a national channel or whatever, so it wasn't, you know, I didn't see it on YouTube or anything. But no expert spoke on it outside of, well, there was a gentleman there. He dealt with child psychology, but he didn't, you know, go for it or against it. It was pretty much just a, no one should diagnose their child, self-diagnose anyway. But I do agree
right.
with the not giving the children the medication because from a personal standpoint, when I was a child, I was very hyper. Imagine that. And they put me on Ritalin, and my mom said that it made me very zombie-like. And so it changed my entire, I went straight from bouncing off the walls to, like, just sitting in the middle of the floor staring. So, you know.
Well,
it's like,
yeah, thank everybody for rocking with us tonight. Inside Money Political Monday. Again, we've been all over the place. CeeLo back. We appreciate you. We missed you. Toya, thanks for the tips. Again, good night, everybody. Angels, take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well. Peace and blessings, life and love.
Learn as much as you can about the presidential candidates or those who want to be a presidential candidate coming up. So you can learn a lot. Just go online and read the facts. A lot of it's posted on CNN.com. Learn as much as you can. Check out Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. Find out where it's going to be. Mostly I'm in a church, probably in an area near you. Also for kids, he does have a Financial Peace University Junior for kids starting as young as, I believe, 5. Correct me if I'm wrong, parents, but you can start them off early so they won't be in debt like we are now. And that's all. Be blessed and check in with us on Wednesday night.
10 p.m. is J. Mill, Next Top Model. Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Good night.
Hey, Ryan. I'm looking for that next top model. So give me your assistance.
No, baby, I'ma set you up. Ass like Trina, swagger like Nicki. Got the girls envying, quick, call Miss Piggy. Shorty know she bad, just by the way she walk. Looking at her double toe, and she let me have her screaming, oh, like a Marianne. Sorry, hun, didn't mean to go that deep in ya. Switch it like a swisher, it's J-Mail the huncho. Twist and shake it, walk around like you at a fashion show. But I'm a judge, and everybody can't be with her, so I do it to see who is for my love. Ray J. I love her like a sex tape. Baby girl, I can't wait. Like a kid on Christmas Day. The emotions that I'm feeling got me on you like an inmate. Checkmate, baby girl, you safe like a coke bottle.
Put it in your end zone. Smoking like some endo. So I rolled up on the light. Shawty, what it hit for? Girl, they call me Castling. And baby, can we get ghosts? I'm talking about pulling off faster than an end zone. And baby girl, we want to move back to my crib. And baby, I'ma set you up. And you be screaming, oh yeah. But first, drop your top. And let me work your wings out.
Like a model, power bank, show her next top model. She like a coke bottle.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TCDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk, real talk. Talk radio.